This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour, the final show of the year for us, and we're going to go out in style. Tears of joy, tears of sorrow. We hang banners, we unfurl banners. Most improved, least improved, most valuable, least valuable, Danette. And we name the most valuable caller and the most valuable backroom guy. All of that coming up. Also, there's a pie-to-the-face bet between Marvin and Seton. Marvin is guaranteeing that Seton will be the most valuable Danette. Seton says that he won't be. We had a lemon meringue pie, and then I realized that it could burn your face. So we have a Christmas log that you're going to be hit in the face with. So
a Yule log?
A Yule log is it's a cake log.
A drool log.
Yeah. If you're watching on Peacock, you can see that will be in somebody's face in about 40 minutes or so. It is a Meat Friday, and in case you're wondering, surf and turf. We got chimichurra smoked ribeyes, grilled lobster tail, stuffed clams, salt-crusted loaded baked potatoes. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All right, final hour. What's the poll question we're going to go with, Seton O'Connor?
Dang, that might be the best Meat Friday ever.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. You know, chimichurra, very underrated.
Underrated.
Yeah. You don't normally ask for it, but when you get it, you're like, all right, chimichurra, smoked ribeyes. All right. Poll question for the final hour.
We got up there right now. The LA Rams are interesting, threatening, entertaining. Voting falls right in that order. 42% have them interesting, 35-ish have threatening, and then only 23% of the audience find them entertaining.
I find them entertaining.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
How come?
I don't know. I like Kyron Williams. Liked him at Notre Dame. Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, even Matthew Stafford.
Cooper Kupp kind of feels like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Remember Cooper Kupp? Sort of like Alvin Kamara. Like, oh, yeah, remember? He used to be really great.
Yeah.
What happened to that dude?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice complimentary wide receiver to have for Puka Nacua, who could turn in, you know, at least yards-wise, greatest season that a rookie has ever had. And he's already in that category with Randy Moss, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase. And, you know, not bad for a guy who was expected to be a middle-round draft pick and was a middle-round draft pick. And now he might be the offensive rookie of the year. All right, anything else, Seton?
We've got one here that hits a bunch of different topics from the TODD.
All right.
Most tired story of 2023.
Ooh. Okay. Now, Todd's not in that, is he?
I don't know. There's somewhere around 8 options.
Okay. So, 8 options?
I don't know.
I'm
guessing.
Okay. All right.
Well, where Shohei Ohtani would sign. I mean, that was a huge story. I don't know if it was tired.
Yeah, I didn't get tired of it. I got exhausted that there was no information, but I didn't get tired of people talking about that. All right.
If Draymond Green has mental health issues, I don't know if it was that, if the story was tired that he got mental, or if he has mental health issues, but maybe it was a little tired of his antics.
His, yeah, this is all tired.
I don't know if I got tired of the story, but I definitely got tired of him.
Yes, yes, I agree.
What about Bill Belichick's future?
Yeah, Paul?
I disagree. I am fascinated by that one because the lack of information that we've gotten.
Yeah.
Every day it gets more interesting.
It's because it's the Patriots. You don't get any information. And even when you think you have information, the person who gave us the information then didn't want to come on the show to talk about the information because he probably heard from the Patriots. Tom Curran. Who else? What else do you have, Seton?
How about Jim Harbaugh in Michigan? Did you get tired of them at all?
I got a little tired of the victimization that the Wolverines felt. And even Jim, yeah, he wanted his day in court, and then all of a sudden, wait, you got some information on our linebackers? Jim will take the punishment there. I was waiting for something to happen there, and then it didn't. And then they ended up beating Ohio State. And now he's heard from the NCAA. So.
You know, we could also change the wording of this from the most tired story of 2023 to the biggest story of 2023.
Okay.
Since, I don't know, nobody's... I guess Todd is the only one tired of them, but Ty, you got any thoughts on
when it takes a long time, you know, eventually you want, like, let's get to a resolution. Is the story right with Tom Curran? Is he definitely done at the end of the year? Or is just some of these
But we don't even know if he's going to be done. We don't know what their draft pick's going to be. We don't know if the Patriots would trade him. We don't know if he wants to coach someplace else. So there's still, I mean, this is the greatest coach in NFL history we're talking about. I guess it depends on, is it worth it? Like that player or that team or that coach. Shohei Ohtani, you know, this is a transcendent player. We've never had this. And then the contract that he signed. So I was not tired of that. I was fascinated by it. I'll be fascinated by what the Patriots do and what Belichick does. Draymond doesn't fascinate me. I mean, if he has mental health issues, I hope he takes care of it. But the other, did he just have mental health issues? Are they just realizing this? That's why, you know, I just don't buy into it. You know? Yeah, Pauline.
I hate when stories are finalized. I hate when stories, as for what we do for a living, once Ohtani signs with the Dodgers, the story kind of goes away. It's the speculation, it's the possibilities that is what we do for a living.
Yeah, but Ohtani goes there, and then I wondered, does that mean that Yoshinobu Yamamoto is going to go there because he's friends with Ohtani? Now, I can be friends with you. That doesn't mean I want to go to your team unless I'll be friends with you or I'm friends with you and they give me $325 million and a $50 million signing bonus. Then, yeah. But I was fascinated about, are players going to want to play with Ohtani, the Dodgers? I don't know if they can afford anybody after this. Yes, Todd.
For content, for shows like us, that's good stuff. And if you're a deep sports fan, for the average person trying to make ends meet, I could see the other side where some people wonder who's going to give them the $600-700 million, the Giants, Dodgers, Blue Jays. That would be my point about how, like, you know, moving on to another topic, that some people might be like, all right, already, which team's going to give you $1 billion?
Yeah, but I don't, like, at what point are these people bothered by this? Like, how much is I'm bothered by this?
They still have to go about your business and be a father to your children.
You're talking about
and everything.
They got to $700 million. Now you're bothered by this? Right? Like $400? The guy who's a truck driver is going to be, oh, yeah, I'm okay with that. What did he get, $700? Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. Like at what? It's like when we play the lottery, but we wait till it gets to a certain amount. It's, you know, it's got to be at least $250 million or we're not doing it.
Not worth your while.
No, it's, yeah. Hey, you do want to be in it? It's $100 million. Nah,
it's not going to change my lifestyle. $100 million.
Yeah, it's like the Live Tour. Yeah, it's not going to change my lifestyle.
I was actually on the list. Which PGA Tour player is next to leave for Live Golf as the tired story of 2023? As we wait with bated breath for the next person to join.
I was tired of the Liv story because they kept giving them talking points of what to say when you got in front of the media. And it's like, can somebody just be honest? Just say, this is a boatload of money. I can't pass it up. This will change my life. I mean, Rahm said sort of, you know, they got to a point where, you know, this is life-changing money. But that's all I have to say. You don't have to validate this stupid format that Liv has, but that's what they have to do. You know, I see what they're really are changing golf. You know, there's innovation. You get to wear shorts when you play golf. Whoa, are you kidding me?
I'm watching.
Yeah.
I've always hated that golfers covered legs. I would tune in more if I was able to see their calves.
All right, how about this?
That's all I'm saying.
Shirtless golfers on the Live Tour. Who doesn't want to see Mickelson? Who's with me?
Ooh, you had me until you mentioned Phil. He's got the guns. He wears those tight shirts. It looks like he's jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, you're on your own on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just saying, just trying to, you know, the innovations that they have there. There's no innovation here. They play loud music, get to wear shorts, and you play three rounds and everybody makes the cut. Innovation. Just be honest. It's money I could not pass up. Could not. I get it. Fine. No problem with it. You live with yourself. I don't care. Yeah, Marv.
If the music's playing, yeah, you can go shirtless. All right.
Yeah.
All right. They're growing the game.
Yeah. No, they're not.
But sponsorship on your chest, on your back.
Yeah, of course. But, yeah, the live story became kind of tired. And even when Rom went there, you know, he's been a good guest on the show, but it doesn't change my viewing. Like, I'm going to go, Rom's not there. I don't care. It'll be somebody else. Well, let's see. Anything else, though, Seton, that was on Todd's list?
Well, you know, we've made it this far through the list, which is shocking that Aaron Rodgers' name hasn't been brought up.
Oh, that's a big left out one.
Yes,
it's maybe the biggest. That's a great call.
Yeah. Wow. That became tired. Yeah, that did. That became real tired.
Yeah, I blame Pat McAfee. I blame him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because he gave him the platform to be able to go in there and talk about his injury?
Yeah, he gave him the platform and then asked about the damn vaccines every week to get some clicks. You're like, dude, just shut up about it already.
Has McAfee had Kirk Cousins on with Aaron Rodgers? Like, shouldn't they be able to commiserate with their Achilles surgery and quarterbacks? And how about we give Kirk Cousins a chance? Let him speak his mind. All right, maybe not. Yeah, Paul.
I will say with the Aaron Rodgers story, it was somewhat tiresome, the weekly updates. But you could also be rooting for it to happen. Like, I couldn't picture someone playing 4 months after an Achilles tear. But imagine if some doctor invented a new system to fix it way earlier. It's like when you were a kid or when you were young watching sports, an ACL tear was a kiss of death for an NFL running back. And now it's, what, it's 5 months or 6 months?
I was
rooting for the story to actually happen.
So was I.
Even though I felt it was a puffed up story by all sides.
Well, I thought that it was going to be malpractice, you know, that if you let him go back and play. But it felt like this was more of Aaron wanting to go back to play, to prove a point here. But I, you know, they're not, they, if he's 100%, is he going to go back and they have no chance of making the playoffs? That's why I kept saying, no, you can't have him go back just because. And now they cut a guy so they could add him to the active roster. Aaron's not going to play. So they had to cut some. Imagine you're cutting a guy right before Christmas. So Aaron can come back and I guess say that he was, you know, on the active roster.
One of the reasons I saw that the Jets gave is so he could attend practice and work with the other quarterbacks. That was their reasoning for it. He could be at practice. I don't know.
He's not allowed to be there if he's not on the active roster?
That wasn't clear on the story.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. But they made it sound like, well, we want him to be active.
Yes, Todd.
I had acupuncture and ayahuasca. I could be ready week 9. Please.
I think we should all do ayahuasca. Who's with me?
Nobody.
I'm kind of in.
Do we have to fly somewhere or can they have it delivered?
I don't know if they do delivery.
I'm kind of in.
I don't know if it's like Uber Eats.
Yeah, DoorDash it, some ayahuasca.
Who ordered the ayahuasca? We did. Todd, you interested in ayahuasca?
If that's going to all of a sudden make you bounce back from what's supposed to take a year plus to get better from, I'll take a sip.
I don't think he said ayahuasca healed his Achilles.
It didn't heal his injury.
But he's all about the, I know something everyone else doesn't, and I'm going to come back faster than anyone in history.
He went into a dark room for 3 days, and then he came out.
That didn't heal his Achilles either, though.
No, that did not.
Those are all separate things.
Yeah,
it was before.
All right.
The surgery that he had on his Achilles is what he's saying he'll do.
Like a younger Geraldo Rivera would have done ayahuasca just to do the story on ayahuasca. Like we don't have those journalists who are immersive. They go all the way in.
Yeah, like somebody quick, pop your Achilles so we can see if this really works.
Yeah, I've had too many surgeries. Somebody else has to do it. Yes, Marvin.
You know, I think we forgot maybe the most tired and overcovered story. Tay-Tay. Travis Kelce.
How dare you?
Easy.
Friday?
Marvin.
I wasn't tired of it.
I can affect the outcome of the most valuable, most improved in it.
I said.
How dare you?
I didn't say it was the most tired.
But you brought it up.
Yeah. But was it not one of the bigger stories?
It was. Yeah. It did become a little
tired.
Annoying.
I actually like Taylor Swift more now.
Why?
Post this, because she just seems nice.
Huh.
She goes, I'm curious to see how their relationship does once the football season is over.
Mm.
And like every weekend, they're not going to 75,000 screaming fans. And it's just like, hey, so I got to go work out. All right, see you later. I'm going to go back to the village or whatever, you know.
To Tribeca.
Yeah, there's no like awesome event to be like, isn't this going to be fun? Yeah, come on, come see me at work. This is going to be great.
Yeah, but I think that he likes being out in public with her, whereas maybe some of her other boyfriends didn't enjoy that.
Hmm.
And that she's a big star and he's fine with her being a big star. I think that might be, you know, one of the things that attracted her to him is he was not afraid. Goes to a concert, wants to, you know, give her a bracelet and, you know, trying to shoot a shot, give a call there. You know, wasn't afraid. And to do it publicly. Yes, he.
I actually find myself more now like, oh, man, I hope it works out for them.
I do, too.
Believe it or not. I'm like, you know what? Look, they're young. They're in love. They're having a great time. I hope that this works out. Stop trying to ruin it, everybody.
Fun couple.
It's sweet.
Absolutely. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But I love love.
You know what? Turns out I do, too.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
And if the Chiefs don't go to, if the Chiefs don't go to the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce, he'll be at the Grammy Awards with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
February 4th.
Oh, all right.
He'll be there.
All right. Yes, Todd, what? You seem forlorn.
I didn't have a problem with the whole dating story. It was just every week, is she going to be at the game, and how's that going to affect his performance, and is she a jinx, or is she a good luck charm? That was getting older than
okay, do I blame her for that, or do I blame the media? Because we sometimes get tired of a story because of the media covering something, not that person.
That's more on the media because they're constantly looking up in the booth and is she there? And, you know, they're trying to find if she's
there. Well, it's all on the media. I mean, she's not, I don't think she's saying, hey, you got to be there and cover me. You know, I'm going to walk in so you can get pictures of me. It doesn't seem that way. You know, it's an interesting story. I am interested to see how it plays out here.
Got to blame them for the drop top, though.
No, I blame Kelce for that.
At the end of Grease, when they were leaving the locker room and they left off in the drop top,
yes.
We come to get.
Yeah, but that's Kelce's car. He could have had one that's not a convertible.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He could have done.
Blame that on him.
Yeah. Not Tay-Tay?
No, I'm not blaming Taylor. I love Taylor. He's awesome. Okay, so coming up, we'll have the unveiling. And we have the banners that we'll be unfurling. We furled them earlier today. The year-end awards. An update on the Brock Purdy MVP bet.
Yeah, remember the guy who had made a bet and he could win $200,000?
Oh, yes.
We have a big update.
Okay. Also, there's going to be a Christmas, is it a log that somebody gets hit in the face with? I mean, not a log, but it's a...
Not in the sense that you thought I said.
No, it's a cake?
It's like a festive attack.
But what is that thing called? Who's getting hit in the face with that thing? It's that log that's out there.
Yeah, it's like a cake log.
Cake log, yeah. Yeah, it's not a Yule log.
Yeah, that's something, a fire.
No, that's going to really hurt. You were talking about burning your face.
Good TV.
Yeah, and it's all about content. And you'd have a few, you know, you'd have a week to heal before we come back. All right, let me take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, you get to see all of this unfold right before your very eyes and ears. And we'll have it for you for those listening on radio as well. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Tabulating the votes, Mario is putting the finishing touches, and then we will have the unveiling of the banners. Danettes will stand underneath the banner that represents what they did on this show this year. According to you, the audience, most valuable, least valuable, most improved, and least improved. Also, we vote on the most valuable backroom guy coming up. And this isn't anonymous bet, you know, or choice here. You have to tell everybody out loud of who you're voting for. So you can't do this in a suggestion box, as Fritzy has suggested. All right, so we talked about this bet with Brock Purdy that somebody bet a lot of money on him to win the MVP this year. I'm not sure. So I guess the payout would have been just over $200,000. And then I wondered if you could take the bet where you cut that in half. And Paulie was following up with Darren Revelle. What'd you find out?
So the person who bet preseason put $2,000 on Brock Purdy to win. If he wins the MVP, this person wins $202,000. Right. To protect his bet, he put it on a thing called Prop Swap, where you could basically sell your bet. And so the person he sold it to bought his bet for $125,000. So the person who originally made his bet walks with $125,000, right? He's done. He's out. The person who bought the bet now can still win $200,000 off his $125,000 investment on Brock Purdy. So he would net a $75,000 win on the current MVP favorite. That seems like smart by both sides, though. The guy, you know, if Brock Purdy rolls his ankle this weekend in a bad loss, the guy who made the original bet still has $125,000. He's out.
Oh, I like the guy who cashed in for $125,000.
Yes, the new guy is the risk.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. If Lamar Jackson and the Ravens win that game Monday night, then it's over for Brock Purdy.
It's kind of a 50-50 thing then. Wow.
I don't know if these voters are going to give it to Brock Purdy. Now, if you listen to the media covering this story, they would not give it to Brock Purdy. But these voters, and what are there, 50 voters who vote for this, you know, pro football writers, maybe they look at this differently. I think the casual fan, host, analyst, they may look at this in like Brock Purdy, whereas the football writer may look at this as just pure football of what Brock Purdy has done. But it feels like, I mean, I think Deebo Samuel or Trent Williams are more valuable to the Niners than Brock Purdy. And Christian McCaffrey probably is more valuable to him. But Brock Purdy is doing exactly what you want him to do. And it's a quarterback-driven award. You have to be the first or second seeded team in either the NFC or the AFC. The last 10 years, that's where the MVPs have come from. He's going to fit in with all those categories there. And usually you reward, you know, not, it's a player from the best team. And, you know, that'll be up for debate with, you know, Brock Purdy. Is he the best player on his own team? Yes, he.
But are quarterbacks even really football players?
Whoa. Wait a minute. You're waiting until 30 minutes left in the last show of the year?
Well, then, because if it was
that?
Well, okay, yes, but you were talking about the MVP and how it's a quarterback award. And
wow.
Then that this way, too, the voting is already done for the four major awards. Right. And if it's a really stupid statement, then we have a week for people to forget about it. No big deal.
Okay, but give me your thesis here.
Because if you think about what a quarterback does, right? So Tom Brady, if you said, like, he's the greatest football player of all time,
yeah,
right? But you could also say Lawrence Taylor is, right? Lawrence Taylor and what Lawrence Taylor did and what Tom Brady did are completely different things. But you could say that Lawrence Taylor has more in common with a player like Derrick Henry or Rob Gronkowski and what they do than Tom Brady does with any of those positions.
Okay.
The quarterback is more closely related to a punter and a kicker than he is any of those other quarterbacks.
Okay.
All right, it sounds crazy, but if you think about it, it's really not. I understand their importance to the game, but what they do really isn't, it isn't even remotely close to what anybody else does.
Tom Brady and Lawrence Taylor play the same sport, but they don't play it the same way.
Not even close.
Yes.
Their job descriptions are drastically different.
All right. Okay. But what about somebody like Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen? How about this? How many quarterbacks could play another position?
There you go. That's the question. How many? Because Lawrence Taylor, if you have him on the goal line and you hand him the ball, he's probably getting in. Like Rob Gronkowski, just like Derrick Henry.
Okay. How many quarterbacks in the NFL could play another position? Kyler Murray could play defensive back or a slot receiver.
Yeah, okay, Lamar Jackson is an interesting example because he could probably play multiple positions.
He could probably play running back.
But he's super athletic. Tom Brady, you cannot say one of his attributes is athletic, right?
And Peyton Manning.
Right, Peyton Manning. Joe Flacco, he probably isn't going to.
Okay. All right.
Justin Herbert, I don't know that he is. I don't know that Joe Burrow is either.
Justin Herbert could be a tight end. Josh Allen could be a tight end.
Yeah, Josh Allen could for sure.
I don't know if Joe Burrow could be. Yes, Todd.
I think Seton's onto something. There's roughing the kicker and roughing the passer, those fragile positions, but you don't really have that for any. Roughing the linebacker.
Right?
But these guys, we have to protect like they're made of glass.
The voting is closed for most valuable Danette.
What do you do when you see a quarterback going in for a tackle? Get the hell out of there. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Don't go do that. It's kind of.
fetal position.
It's a similar, I mean, okay. Punters are like forced to prove their toughness. Like, you better tackle that guy, but they try, but it looks about the same as a quarterback doing it.
It's time for us to name the most valuable backroom guy. Okay. I'm still waiting for Mario. If we can get Mario to bring the voting out since it's been done, he's not going to win the most valuable backroom guy. Thank you, Mario.
He's tanking.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Should be the Mario Miranda Most Valuable Backroom Guy Award.
Oh, can we get the trophy out of the control room with the Big German? Big German, by the way, he won last year, Most Valuable BRG.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
All right. Well done, lad.
74,000 votes in...
what are people doing?
74,000 votes. So, Mario, just put that on Paulie's desk. That goes to the most valuable BRG.
My desk isn't used to having trophies on it.
That's true. Okay. Todd, I'm going to start with you. The backroom guy, most valuable.
I am going to give it to Ray because of helping with guest prep, control room grilling, and the mini hot dogs. Not only is he grilling them, he'll serve them to you and put it in a little kind of little plastic plate kind of thing. And he's just an all-around smiling, happy guy. He writes all kinds of stuff about
the
noises.
Okay, we got it. And he also comes up. He's the researcher behind the gambling podcast.
There you go. Another thing.
By the way, available at danpatrick.com. Off the rails yesterday. Off the rails. All right, Bad Larry showed up here at the Man Cave. First time he'd ever been with Shea and Irving. And he said, I wanted to be here to stare you right in the face. I go, all right, I like this. Okay, Seton, most valuable, BRG.
You know, I'm also going Picture Day Ray.
Whoa!
I think Ray has really stepped up. He opened the convenience store, which was just a revolution, really.
Well, financed by me.
Okay, he's opened it. I mean, hey, here's breaking news. This whole thing's financed by you.
You're getting most valuable host.
I'm most valuable financier.
Yeah, he wears a lot of hats.
Okay, so Ray is one vote away from winning.
From locking this up.
Okay, Marvin, who is your most valuable BRG?
I know we just got on him, but I'm going to go with Mario.
Get out of here.
No. No, I'm serious.
Get out of here.
You call him Maria.
No. That was my son. And then I just said, that's funny. So I'm going to stick with that. But he does the newsletter.
No, Rob does the newsletter.
He helps out. Like, if I'm out here and Paulie asks for audio, Mario go gets the audio. And maybe I'm coming from a selfish standpoint because he helps me a lot. So I'm going to go with Mario.
All right. Paulie, your vote for most valuable BRG is?
Wow. You know, I have who I was going to vote for, but now I want to increase the tension as a producer. So I was going to vote for Picture Day Ray because I do think he does fine work around here and he's multi-talented. I'm going to go with Mario because he goes under the radar.
Oh,
I'm
new
now. I'm doing it now.
Excuse me. BS.
Yeah, of course it is. It's complete BS. And I just admitted it was. I'm going with Mario, so Dan, you can break the tie.
All right. The most valuable. Well, what Although, if I,
you could vote? Else. You could vote for Dylan, and we have co MVBRGs.
Yep, you could do that.
First time in history.
I'm voting for Dylan for most valuable backroom guy.
We shared award. Backroom shares.
So it's Ray and Mario who the co-winners of the most valuable BRG.
Okay. Well, before you give it to them.
Uh-oh.
What if we had the backroom guys anonymously vote who they think the BRG is?
We don't have time to do that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we probably don't.
That's too bad.
So here comes Picture Day, Ray and Mario.
Holding hands.
Yeah. Hand in hand.
All right. This is lovely.
All right. Now I got to go over there because now we have to vote. So turn your microphones on, and then I'm going to come over there and make the big announcement of who is the most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved, with 74,000 total votes here. So, here we go. Now, is this most improved? Is this banner?
It goes A, B, C, D, left to right.
So, most valuable, least valuable?
I don't know. This one is A, that one's B, that one's C, that one's D.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, they're supposed to have letters corresponding.
Okay. Do we know what the order of this is? Do we? Most valuable?
Most improved.
Most improved?
He is least valuable.
Okay. All right.
We should have done the backroom guy voting after this.
Yeah, probably so. Okay. We'll just figure that. Marvin, I need you to stand here. Right there under that banner. All right. Todd, I need you to stand under this banner. Well, Fritzy, you're going to be under these two banners. And Seton, I need you under this banner right here. So if we can we unfurl the banners here?
You're going to have them go up.
Marvin, you go up and hold that down. I mean, so he's climbing the ladder.
All right, I'm climbing the ladder.
Okay.
There he goes.
And here's what we have.
Do I just...
And the unfurling is... The most improved Danette is Marvin.
Hey,
all right.
Hi, Marvin.
Back to back.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Can we help Todd with this? Because I don't want him going up a ladder.
Oh, no.
No.
I can't. This is bad producing.
All right, Todd, go up and get one of them.
What's the second and third?
Second and third. Oh, this
okay.
is good TV.
This is... Todd.
Can you turn your mic on?
See. Okay. Here we go. All right. So this is. Just having go.
Was assisting with the whole
It's like watching
thing.
Someone who just heard about ladders.
I thought someone was assisting.
That's what I thought.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Oh, no. We need a spotter for Todd here going up the ladder. No, let him fall.
Okay.
Todd Fritz, congratulations.
Attack!
Is the ladder too close to the...
Todd, congratulations.
What I got?
Valuable, Danette.
At least you did it.
You did it.
I just proved it just now.
Well deserved.
So let's get the other one here. Let somebody else go up and get that one.
Todd was attacked by an unfurling.
I pulled the thing out.
All right. So, Todd, you need to stand under this one, too. All right. Here we go. All right. This is the drama.
It's a lot of tension.
Could Todd be the most valuable Danette again? Back-to-back years. Here we go. The least improved Danette is Todd Fritz. Congratulations. So.
Well done, Toddler.
Seton, I'll let you do the honors.
Okay.
How about two awards?
And we also have to get the Yule log over here.
The Yule log.
Because Marvin...
Okay.
You'll be able to hold this. That goes to the person who is the most valuable.
So if I
can I get a
if you don't get most valuable, he gets a pie to the face.
Yes.
If I do, I get a pie to the
face. Yes, you do.
Okay.
Here we go.
Lovely.
Here is the drama. The most valuable Danette goes to Seton O'Connor.
All right.
Hey. How about that?
And your reward is you get a banner, but you get the Yule log to the face. See?
I did not expect that.
Well, that's, I didn't think congratulations.
Hold on. I just have some people to thank. So. I just want to start with Marcelo for talking soccer with me. I appreciate that.
Well, come on over here, and it's time to get your reward there.
See? I'm going to get right here.
Right here?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
We don't get to eat some of that stuff? What a shame.
It's like you can win and still lose.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this show is.
Yes.
You win and lose and
lose. By the way, all the awards were blowouts. Least valuable, Fritzy dominated. Dominated. Most valuable. Oh, it was. Ooh, Fritzy finished second in most valuable Danette.
God, he almost went 3 for 4.
Yeah.
That's
most
a real
improved,
honor.
Marvin dominated. Seton was second there. And then the least improved, Fritzy dominated that. Paulie was second.
Who was the, you know what's interesting? Who was who finished last in least valuable? Because that would imply most valuable.
The graph would.
So who was the least valuable?
Who was number 4 in least valuable?
Least valuable. Let me see. Huh. The least valuable, that's most valuable. That's most improved. Damn.
Is it the same person as the
least improved? Least valuable. Here we go. Here is the voting for least
valuable. The least valuable.
Okay, so it went Fritzy was least valuable, then Paul, Marvin, and then Seton.
Oh, yeah. So look at that.
That is the least valuable.
Yeah.
Todd won by 4,000 votes as the least valuable. Congratulations. Okay. All right. Here we go. Congratulations, Seton, on a wonderful
This is year. Because Seton Hall won the other day, by the way. This they beat UConn. So.
And I have to buy him wings.
Congratulations. But Marvin, I'm you really may deliver the Yule log, whatever that is, to Seton's face.
Congratulations, Seton.
It's like a face massage.
Right. Okay.
It's very firm. It was extremely firm, I have to admit.
Is that the little okay. Rudolph? I don't even know what to...
That's the award show. Like, yeah.
Would it be bad for him if I gave
Thank
like
you
a...
to everybody who voted.
Kind of got to do a snot rocket.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. If you're watching on Peacock, we'll have what is food that coming thing off made? The grills. We'll wrap up the final show of the year after this.
Hi, Mom.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. By the way, the voting is in from Chat Row, most valuable caller. The MVC. James in Virginia.
Oh.
Congratulations.
All right, James.
Emeritus.
Yes. He's one of the great ones. Yeah, Seton.
I just wanted to give an honorable mention to the return of Chris in Syracuse.
Yeah, Chris in Syracuse.
That should not
always
go unnoticed.
Yeah. Shea and Irving could be up there, but you know, now he's part of the gambling podcast. He is still one of our favorite callers as well. Buddha. Buddha's been great as well. Yes, Marv.
Is this our first black MVC?
Well, James isn't black.
No, mm-mm. I'm still not believing it.
How does he celebrate, Marv, tonight?
Come on now, going to the club.
Yeah.
Or the club, depending.
The club.
He may be going to the club.
The country club.
Right. We're James, going to the club.
James in Virginia. Congratulations, the most valuable caller. And I was emotional, you know. It was, I'm tired. The awards, the highs, the lows. Fritzy got hit in the head with the banner that for least valuable Dana.
People don't believe that's not planned. That's literally what Todd did.
That, didn't even think about that.
No one asked
on me.
Him, like,
nobody.
Hey, man, can you do something really stupid here?
The little pink thing, the pink thing fell off in my hand. I was supposed to pull on it, ripped off.
Fritzy climbing a ladder, it looks like when a child walks for the first time and they're not really sure of themselves.
It started wiggling a little bit, and I thought someone was going
to
hold it in place.
I didn't want Fritzy to fall. And then Paulie goes, oh, that's poor producing. And then I go, well, you're right. All right, Todd, go up there.
And the holidays in a cast. That's not fun.
Well, it's good TV, though.
Yeah, good content. What is the lead story on Monday? Todd, what's the lead story on Monday?
I'm going with AFC Feast. Bills, then Dolphins, dine on Dak in Dallas.
Okay.
AFC Feast.
All right, thank you. Seton O'Connor.
Actually, changing things up, it's not going to be NFL related at all.
Okay.
It's going to be the Lakers slide continuing.
Oh, my.
Trouble in Paradise? Yeah.
Trouble in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Once upon a time in Hollywood. Marvin, what's the lead story Monday?
Dak takes his talents to South Beach.
Ooh. All right.
Okay.
All right. Did you win an award?
Most improved.
Most improved.
Yeah. 2 years in a row.
Does that mean you weren't good last year?
Yeah, but that's like being the comeback player of the year 2 years in a row. Like you,
I told you, I'm taking it.
All right.
If it was least valuable.
Paulie?
Eagle skid continues.
Skid.
In an ugly loss to the Giants.
Okay. I'm gonna do something with the Cowboys, with Cowboys winning in Miami. How about that, Todd?
I like it.
All right, thank you.
Cowboys will lose 27-23.
All right, thank you. Spencer in Minnesota. Hi, Spencer. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Long-time listener, second-time caller.
Yeah.
5'10", athletic, 200 pounds. Two things for you guys. I've never seen Fritzy before, but after this ladder story, it makes me laugh even more. So I've always imagined him looking like Danny DeVito, which is maybe slightly cooler now than a month ago with the Tommy DeVito era playing out.
Yeah.
And then some news that never gets tiring. I got an update for you guys about the splash that Kaepernick State made in the transfer portal. We needed to find someone that made us tougher in the trenches, can muddy up the game, and be a real pain in the ass. We found someone at the tail end of their career and landed graduate transfer, Dr. Colin Probe.
All right. Thanks, Spencer.
All right.
We have something special in the new year that has to do with Kaepernick State. I don't want to spoil anything. We're working on it, and I think you'll enjoy it. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Only in baseball do you have wacky nicknames like Three Fingers Brown or One-Legged Skippy.
Seton, what'd you learn?
Co-MVBRGs.
Yeah.
History was made.
Yeah. Marvin, what'd you learn?
Santa comes down the chimney.
Yeah. Paulie.
Fritzy was attacked by an unfurling banner.
Heard a little bit.
Tis the season for wood-fired flavor. Traeger.com for recipe ideas. Every Traeger grill can smoke, barbecue, roast, bake, and more. Try it. You'll love it. Can't beat Traeger's wood-fired flavor. Thank you to this wonderful audience, this dedicated, loyal audience. We appreciate all your support. Have a great holiday. We'll talk to you soon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.